Today's Mishnah in Masechet Mikvaot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Bor Shehu Malei Sheuvim. So, let's imagine a case which we have here, not Shalosh Lugim, but we have an entire bor that is filled up with Mayim Sheuvim. And now you've got water flowing in from a water channel, an Amam, that is actually flowing downhill into this bor. At what point could we actually consider the bor to be filled with rainwater, and now it wouldn't have the shlosh lugin to parcel it? So in the case where we only had shlosh lugin, over there we were makel to say that, look, as long as we've got rid of some of that shlosh lugin, and the water obviously mixes, so at that point, that would be sufficient. But when it comes to here, where we have an entire mikveh that is made out of Mayim Sheuvim, we have a different way of looking at it. So what do we say? In this case, lo'olam hu bipsula, ad sheyitchashev shelo nishtayer min harishonim shlosh lugin. This is considered to be puzzle until we could actually work out that we got rid of all of the mayim sheuvim to the point where there's less than shloisha lugin. And how exactly would we do that? Now, that's not so push it. How do we do that? So according to the Ravid, what we do is we're sort of makel and we assume that it's a 50-50 kind of situation, so that when you've got in the 80 sa'ah, so now you've gotten down to the point where you're going to have a new mikveh that you can start filling up. But unfortunately, most of the Rishonim don't learn it like this. And so what they understand it is that it means that we have to make a cheshbon in which it makes sense to say that we've already gotten rid of everything besides the shalosh soyin. So let's assume we're talking about the case where it's entirely mayim sheuvim. So let's imagine we have a whole mikveh. We have our boim saw of mayim sheuvim. So in order for it to become kosher now, what do we need? We need that so much of it came out of this mikveh, there's less than shalosh lugin, and now the new water that's coming in is not going to be possible because of those shlosh lugin, right? So according to the other Rishonim, the cheshbon would have to be like this. If you take a look at the shlosh lugin, so shlosh lugin of mayim equals 1/8 of a saw. Now, since we have 40 saw, so it means that the amount of the shlosh lugin is 1/320 of the total of the arboim lugim that we have over here. So now what we've got to do is we've got to take down the arboim saw to a size in which they're 1/320 of the amount of water that was there before, so that we have to have enough water, new water, kosher water, that's coming in from the rain through the ama. It has to be 319 parts of rain for every part of Mayim Sheuvim that's in the mikveh. And that will cause, if 319 goes in, so that will cause 319 to go out. So we're going to use the same ratio of psul to kosher. So that would mean that the entire bor is going to always be considered to be shloisha lugin of mayim sheuvim until you've got a little bit over 12,760 saw of new rainwater that fell in, which is an awful lot more than the Ravid, right? Because basically this, figure it like this, at the end, this 12,760, if you put it together with the original arboim saw, that comes to 12,800 saw. And the amount of the mayim sheuvim that we had originally, therefore equals 1/320 of the total amount that was there because considering we have, in other words, 40 to 12,800 is the exact same ratio as 1 to 320. So we're therefore going to assume that we got rid of everything, including a little bit, it has to be a little bit more than that, so that we have a little bit less than Shlosh Shalugin, Mayim Shuvim, that is left. So therefore, we're saying, if we had, we're making assumptions. We're making one assumption is that was filled to the brim, so that everything coming in causes something to flow out. The other assumption is that we're talking about our Boim Sa'a B'diyuk, just because that way we're able to talk about a full mikveh. So therefore, whatever flows in also flows out. So that means that what we had over here is essentially we're left with 1/320th of the amount that was there lechatchila is now a little bit more than that, leaves us less than shlosha lugin, right? So we originally had the same ratio. The 12,760 is the ratio of the 320. This 320 is basically to the 39 is 7/8. So we got 40 saw minus a little bit more. So that we have minus 3 lugs because a saw is 24 lug. So that means we've got 7/8 of that saw. And therefore, as long as you've got a little bit more than 12,760 sa'ah that's coming in, you know that you have a little bit less than Shlosh Shalugin that is there. According to the Ravid, all you need, if you're assuming that it's chetzi-chetzi, once our shmonim sa'ah have come in, you can assume that the arboim sa'ah have gone out. And that's just a kula, because after all, the whole din of the Mayim Sheuvim puzzling with Shlosh Shalugin is a drabbanan, so he understands that we're mekel just to make certain that there's a chance that we've got less than the Shlosh Shalugin. Now, the next thing is, if you've got two people that are pouring two different kelim, shnayim, shayim atilin l'mikvah, ze logo mechze v'ze logo mechze. So each one is holding a bottle of water, which is obviously Mayim Sheuvim. Each one pours in 1.5 lug, so that we now have 3 lugin. Or let's say you've got a shirt that's soaking wet. You take that shirt and you squeeze the water out into the mikveh from that shirt. So even though that's not called mayim shuvim because it's not mamish a kli, it's posel in the same way because it's called Tfisas Yedeyadim. We spoke about this before. If a human being was sholate on that water, remember that was like the main point that the Rambam understands is the whole idea of the Psula Mayim Shuvim. So the fact that it's not the natural water, it was water that was absorbed into your shirt in its washing machine, and now you're squeezing it out, so that means you have put in 3 lugin, but it's not coming from one kli. When you're squeezing out the beged, it's coming out from all over in that kli. Or imagine a situation like this. You've got one of those, I guess you don't see it very much anymore, but it used to be, you know, now nobody does ironing, but it used to be people did ironing. So back in South Africa, where people do ironing, you still see it saratsur. And that saratsur is basically a container that's got a lot of little holes in it, in which you are going to use the sizing, the starch that you put into your begadim. So you sprinkle it out with that begadim, with that tzartzur. So if you use a tzartzur that has in it shlosha lugin, but that means that it's pouring out from a lot of different holes in the cover of the tzartzur. So fascinatingly, even though you've got the total of shlosha lugin, it doesn't pass on the mikvah, according to Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva says that mikveh is kosher because it's only when the water falls from one container that it's considered to be shlosh shalugin. But if it falls from two containers or from different places, or if that's in the beged or through the tzartzur, that doesn't pasul. What's the chachamim saying? Why wouldn't it pasul? Of course it pasuls. What's important is that you have shlosh shalugin. Now that's not strictly true, because tomorrow we're going to see in the next Mishnah that even the Rabbanan are only going to be machsher if there was a minimum of a lug. So it's only 3 maximum containers that they would be machsher. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. All right, so therefore, According to the Rabbanan, it would be kosher. Says Rabbi Akiva, why would it be kosher? Remember, the way that we talk about the original takana, lo amru matilin ela matil. The original takana said that if a single kli was matil, shlosh lugin, then it becomes possible. As the Chachomim said, I don't know where you're getting that nusach from. Let me tell you, Rabbi Akiva. They didn't say anything about that. They didn't say matil. They didn't say matilin. The lashon of the takana is mikveh shenaflu lo shlosh lugin. And what does it have to do with pouring it in? You're the guy who's making that up. And therefore, it has nothing to do with the number of kelim that were used. Okay, a nice 1 foot in, back to our mikvahs. Bezrat Hashem will be able to up it. Kol tov, everyone. Have a wonderful day of Besorot Tovot.